We thought it would be fun to talk a little Maine Black Bear football and get an off-season update. And so for that, we turn to my partner, the longtime voice of the Black Bears, Bob Lucy. Hello there, Robert.
Hello, Richard, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. The same to you. How were your holidays? You had a lot of family gathered around.
Yes, I did. It was very nice. We did have a lot of family, including my three daughters, home, and that was a lot of fun. And, just enjoyed some real good family time.
Did you get any football-related gifts for Christmas?
Football-related gifts. Actually, I didn't get any football-related gifts. I did watch some football over the holiday season, enjoying some of that. And I got a Fox mug. Which I showed you.
Yes, you sent me a picture of that. And for anybody who doesn't know, Bob has been, some would say plagued, but you've chosen to take a more positive approach. You've been befriended by the local foxes in your neighborhood, have taken up residence in your backyard.
Yeah, they're gray foxes, Rich, and I have learned to live with them in peace and unity. we share the space together.
It's nice. I look forward to summertime and seeing you lounging on the deck, you in a chair, a fox at your side.
Yes, well, they've been rolling in the grass in the summertime and walking around the deck. Just one big happy family of foxes.
There you go. You're like Dr. Doolittle out there.
Yes. Well, so somebody gave me a mug with a fox on it.
I saw that. Was very nice. I like that a lot. You mentioned, before we talk about Black Bears, you mentioned you've been watching football and you got a chance to see the Minnesota Golden Gophers win the Outback Bowl and complete the best season in their history. Sure making that move by Joe Harris Simiak look like a good one.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's evident and just comes through loud and clear is the culture that P.J. Fleck and his coaches have developed there. They really seem to draw strength from each other. They play hard. They play together. It just looks like an operation that has a bright future. I'm sure they'll have a real good recruiting season. And to see them beat Auburn the way they did, you know, it was a very competitive game, and at the end of the game, they made the plays when they had to and ran the clock out, and a lot of jubilation, a lot of Gopher fans really celebrating their success.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head, too, and I think you saw a lot about what P.J. Fleck and his staff are all about earlier in the season when they got into a game. The young man, who I believe is a four-time cancer survivor, who has been a backup holder on the team.
Yeah, that was just wonderful to see. And, P.J. Fleck is he's a player's coach, but he also lets his assistants coach. And I was listening to him on Twitter yesterday talk just about the importance of not micromanaging his coaches. He hires good coaches, and then he supports and encourages everybody, and they make him look good. He's just real happy with the way things are going right now. And it's nice to see Joe Harris Simiak a part of that. And Joe's been a big part of that. They've played great pass defense this year, and he's been working with the defensive backs.
Let's talk a little Black Bear football and some comings and goings already. No big surprises there, but Chris Ferguson entered the transfer protocol, and we kind of thought his destination might be the place he ended up, down at Liberty University, a good fit for him. They need a quarterback, and he's got family connections there.
Yeah, he does. He has a sister that plays lacrosse there, and then he has another sister that's the director of their food nutrition program for their sports. And I think, you know, they run the type of offenses we saw this year, Rich. I think it fits Chris well. It's a pro-style attack, and they don't use, their quarterback a lot as a runner, but they do try to keep their quarterback in the pocket upright and have him throw vertically down the field. And Chris Ferguson has got all the skill sets to be very successful at that level. I'm sure there'll be some stiff competition. I know they have a transfer from, I believe, Auburn, maybe, that's in the mix as well. But I think Chris has got the experience. He's certainly got a strong arm. He's a class act. He was one of I think most positive players that we've ever been around in our 23 years at the University of Maine. And I wish him nothing but success moving forward.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I've communicated a little bit with Chris after the announcement. And yeah, he's one of the good guys. You wish him well. And you know that whatever Liberty wants him to do, he's going to do it and do it well. He's that kind of a young man. Also under the radar a little bit, a guy who had been the number two going into last season, Ryan Walsh, also has entered the transfer protocol.
Yes, he has, and I don't know if he's found a home yet, but he was a player that I think has a lot of promise. He showed some real good accuracy. He got some playing time last year, was injured this year early in the season, and never really got any game action, but he's got a good skill set. He was an outstanding player on Long Island as a high school football player, so certainly wish him well.
And so now the reins fully in the hands of the sophomore next year, Joe Fagnano, who came in when Chris Ferguson got hurt this year and really had a remarkable and a remarkably consistent season for the Black Bears for a true freshman.
He really did, Rich. When you look at the data, in his six starts, he averaged 278 passing yards per game, threw 16 touchdown passes in those six starts, rushed for 140 yards, and the average length of his touchdown passes was 39 yards, including that 90-yard touchdown pass, an 88-yard touchdown pass, and an 87-yard touchdown pass. At the time, those were all three the longest touchdown passes in the history of Maine football.
Right.
I think the thing that separated Joe Fagnano from most true freshman quarterbacks that we've ever seen is his ability to make plays under pressure and minimize mistakes. He had 17 touchdown passes, only three interceptions. He protected the football, and he showed the ability to make all the plays, not only with his feet, but his ability to climb the pocket, get rid of the ball when he had to, run the ball when he had to. Very deceptive on the zone read inside. It was hard to know whether the running back had the ball going up the middle or he had the ball going around the end. But I think he's got incredible potential. And when you think of what he did, Rich, and you and I talked about this at the end of the season, there's very few true freshman quarterbacks that have that kind of success in the CAA, or in the FCS for that matter. Many of them are guys that are redshirt freshmen or came in January and participated through spring practice as well, which gives them a little bit of an edge. So for him to do that as a true freshman was remarkable.
Absolutely. Now, Maine lost some very, very talented receivers in Jaquan Blair and All-American Ernest Edwards. They've got some talent coming back, led by Dre Miller. I've also got Young back this year, Devin Young, who's awfully good. But the big question mark is the running back position. Not a lot of returning carries for the Black Bears.
No, losing Emmanuel Reed and Joe Fitzpatrick, their top two rushers. I think Maine will need, Rich, at least three running backs in the game day rotation. And running backs that can collectively combine to provide not only success running inside and outside, but have the ability to make those explosive plays and get those hard yards and short yardage situations near the goal line. And also, I think, getting some running backs involved in the passing game. Mm. And not only just the pass protection, but excelling as receivers. When you look at Maine's offense last year, their running backs only accounted for 14 of Maine's 243 completions last year. So getting them more involved in that offensive passing attack, I think will really help them have a little bit more balance and the ability to drop it off short and let those guys run after catch.
Maine will have their entire offensive line back next year. And the good news was Maine didn't allow a lot of sacks this year, but they also didn't open up a lot of holes for those running backs. And you're kind of hoping Maine has some depth in that O-line to push and challenge those number one guys.
Yeah, I think so, Rich. I mean, you've got a lot of experience there returning all five starters, many of which have started for a couple of years anyways. But the ability to continue to get better game after game and really get that run game going. This year, Maine struggled a little bit at times running the football. They averaged, I think, about 129 rushing yards per game I think they had 12 rushing touchdowns. So being able to generate a little bit more of a ground game certainly will help them stay balanced offensively. And I think Maine will continue to develop some of the offensive linemen they have right now that did not play this year because they had a good collection in last year's recruiting class. And also, I think that figures into this year's recruiting class as well.
We're talking with Bob Lucy here on Downtown. Defensively for the Black Bears, it was a disappointing season. The black hole that had been so dominant on the deep playoff run two seasons ago wasn't there. Maine really struggled to consistently stop the run, and I'm sure that's a goal of the staff, is to get back to playing that hard-nosed, aggressive black hole style of defense.
Yeah, I think Maine really came on in the second half of the season. But overall, on the season, they allowed 156.5 yards per game rushing and 26 rushing touchdowns. Their opponents averaged 4.3 yards per carry. So being able to get that run defense where they've had it the last couple of years in this 2020 season, I think will be really important for Maine. And I think, you know, they're going to need to bring in, and they've already started to do it, several defensive linemen that will help in the depth area. They certainly have some good players coming back when you think of Jamel Wiley and you think of guys, you know, like Max Roberts, Skylar Bowman's back.
And hopefully a healthy Deshaun Stevens, too.
Yes, and that's key. You know, Deshaun Stevens, as we know, was the leader of that defense, and it was a real blow when he went down with an injury in the first game of the season. But when you think of, you know, Deshaun Stevens, I always think of a super positive guy, you know, much like Chris Ferguson. We see him on the sidelines before the games, and, you know, he's encouraging players, and he's just excited. And that's the kind of guy he is, and I think he's going to come back stronger than ever. You know, I put out a tweet a while back on Deshaun, and I forgot just how dominating he had been. In the last 18 games that he has played, Rich, he's had 162 tackles, like 19 and a half tackles for a loss and 10 sacks. He's just a guy that's got a great nose for the football. And Maine can put him as a defensive end up on the line of scrimmage on third down, and he can go around just about any offensive tackle in the CAA and make plays. So he's a very important part, not only as a player, but a leader going into next year defensively.
You mentioned some of the newcomers, and yeah, it looks like certainly the first wave that we saw on early signing day, some talented guys and from schools that Maine has had success recruiting from in the past.
Yeah, Maine has done a really nice job recruiting in general, I think. Pennsylvania, they've gotten a lot of good players. New Jersey, New York, they've got some real good players, obviously, from the state of Maine, too. You know, when I look at the class right now, Rich, that they've recruited, the running back, the transfer from Rutgers, I think is going to be a really good player for Maine. Elijah Barnwell, 5'11", 210 pounds, so he's got size and speed. He's from Piscataway, New Jersey. At Rutgers, last year he played in 12 games, had 10 rushes for 81 yards, including a 40-yard rush to set up a touchdown against Minnesota. As a high school player, he had some incredible numbers, 5,728 rushing yards, 75 rushing TDs. As a senior in high school, Rich, he had 30 rushing touchdowns and averaged 7.6 yards per carry, and he played at a very high level of high school football in New Jersey. So I think as a guy coming in with the FBS experience and a guy that was All-State and the 41st overall recruit in New Jersey coming out of high school, that's a great get for Maine, and I look forward to seeing what he can do. He's actually going to be there for this second semester.
I also saw earlier today they announced another incoming player, and it's a part of that Canadian pipeline that's worked so well for them.
Yeah, Dorian Royal, a 6'4", 260-pound defensive lineman from Quebec City, Canada. Great size, very physical player. I think he's got outstanding potential. He's going to be an excellent addition to the Black Hole. Maine has recruited Canada very well, as we know, getting guys like Deshaun Stevens and Catley Joseph and Shaquille St. Laut and others.
Well, we're looking forward to it. There's still a lot to go. We'll meet the rest of this recruiting class before too long and learn about the rest of those guys. And this is always an interesting time of year to follow what's going on with the Black Bears, because there are always comings and goings, and some of them go under the radar. So, Bob, appreciate you giving us a little update here this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure, Rich. Always happy to talk football with you or anything else for that matter.
Excellent. Well, maybe we'll compare notes on foxes as well next time we get together.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.